This is KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. After last week's missile strike against a Syrian airbase, some members of Congress are calling for a new authorization of use of force. I spoke with one of those congressmen, Republican Tom Cole of Oklahoma. Congressman Cole, you spoke favorably about President Trump's decision to launch missiles last week in Syria, and you've also long argued for a congressional authorization for the use of force. Do you believe the president acted outside of his power by launching the missiles?
Actually, I don't in this case. You have to remember that the United States was a guarantor to an agreement that involved the Russians and the Syrians. The Syrians agreed to turn over all their chemical weapons. They did turn over 1,300 tons of chemical weapons, but they clearly didn't turn them all over. The Russians were to be responsible for making sure that the Syrians carried out that agreement, and again, they failed. So the United States, in this case, had every right to act. We had already gone into an agreement. The other two parties violated that agreement, so I think the president did the right thing. I think going forward, though, if we're going to continue to engage in activity, not only in this area, but we're very heavily involved in Syria right now against ISIS and Raqqa. We're involved with the Iraqis against ISIS in Mosul. I think you do need an authorization for the use of military force for those kinds of activity. And frankly, I'm joined with both Democrat and Republican members of Congress. We'll be sending next week a letter to Speaker Ryan asking him to take up that matter.
Do you believe that you would have the votes to pass something like that?
I do. Now, there would be a pretty vigorous debate. There are some people that don't want that want authorization but don't want us there at all. And that's fair enough. Look, if we made a decision in Congress, partisan or bipartisan, not to be there, then we shouldn't be there. Now, I personally think in this case, again, I don't consider Syria as in and of itself vital to American interests. But I do think we have a vital interest in, number one, making sure that countries and groups don't use chemical weapons or any form of WMDs. We do have a vital interest in going after ISIS wherever they're at because they've demonstrated they're a dangerous and deadly foe. But again, I always point out to people that the military authorizations we're acting under, ISIS didn't exist. Nobody envisioned us being involved in Syria. We've already had exited Iraq. We're now back there again. It seems to me you need a whole new set of congressional authorizations. You need a vigorous debate about it, and members of Congress ought to have to vote yes or no.
As part of protecting those vital interests in the region, would that involve a regime change in Syria for you?
Well, I think longer term, yes, in the sense that I don't think Assad can ultimately rule Syria. I mean, effectively, he's sort of the mayor of Damascus right now. I think the anger and the bitterness and the legitimate resentment against the brutality of regime makes it impossible for him to be there. But I actually agree with Secretary Tillerson, who a couple of weeks ago said, in the long run, this decision is up to the people of Syria. If people in Syria wanted to keep him, I suppose that would be their business. I can't imagine that they would.
But would you support U.S. intervention to change the regime there?
No, I don't think that's necessary. I would, look, our main enemy there is ISIS. Again, I'm not fond of Assad any more than I was fond of Gaddafi in Libya. But I didn't think we had any vital national interest in getting rid of Gaddafi in Libya. They had not attacked us. They were not in the terrorism business. To be fair to Assad, and it's hard to be fair given how brutal his regime is, he has not attacked the United States, and so far as I know, he's not busy sponsoring non-state actors, certainly actors directed against this country. So I don't like him. I would hope people reject him, but would not use force against him in and of himself. We did it in this case because he broke an agreement.
We've been talking with Congressman Tom Cole. Representative Cole, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for calling.
That's Republican Congressman Tom Cole. He represents Oklahoma's 4th Congressional District. You're listening to KGOU.